435 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. You think it's hot today? Is it hot enough for you? I hate that question, but everybody's asking, is it hot enough for you? Now you can answer them. It is, but it doesn't matter, because next week, we will have days of 100 degrees, days right below 100 degrees, and days above 100 degrees. How about them? Really, really fried apples. You know, if they're fried with brown sugar, they're really yummy. But anyway, I digress. All right, so we got hot weather coming up. And I'm here to tell you that's going to wreak some havoc with your cars. I did mention these special air conditioning performance tests that Certified Auto Repair and Arts Automotive Service are doing. And I'm going to let Stan Andruski explore that more. But Stan joins us every Friday afternoon. He is my brother from another mother. During the week, you will find him at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico. And on Saturdays, 8 o'clock in the morning, best weekend radio show anywhere. Anywhere in the garage with Stan Andruski is on this very radio station. Stan, good afternoon, sir.
Jeff Katz, the one and only Jeff Katz. Good afternoon, bro. How are you?
I am fine, but I am fearful. Next week is going to be hot.
Oh, there's no need to fear at all. You know, I told you I was really excited last weekend, announced it for the first time, something we're trying to do for the summer for people. There's so much in the automotive industry that doesn't seem to have like an automotive standard, so to speak. You know that for the last few years, I've been working my hardest to get that fixed. Yeah. So that even technicians who have been in it for a long time can come together and say, yes, we agree. And if we don't, what should we do to be able to realize that this is what we should be doing on cars, right? Just a standard. Why do we suggest doing that? And it doesn't exist. Your standards come basically from the people you trust who have been doing it for a long time. So what I want to do is I want to clarify and help people with that heat. It is no, if it gets too cold out and you don't have heat, you know, it's not like some kind of, wow, something bad could happen. You could die. If it gets too hot in your car, same thing. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just saying, like, you cannot mess around in Virginia when this heat comes like this, just like you can't when it gets cold out. And so we just want to, both shops, you know, Certified Auto Repair, they've been open since 2012 with us. And then we added Arts last February, not this one, the one before in 23, built it all up, got it to the standards we felt like we could start working out of it better, following the warranties, master certified techs in every bay. And now both stores are going to do this all summer long. So if your AC is not working, you want to know why, set up an appointment. It's the free AC checks. We're going to tell you what's going on with it. We're going to hook the gauges up. Most of the time, believe it or not, to get cold air, it's not always that expensive. Okay, the average AC repair ticket is usually under $1,000. It's probably more closer to $200, which usually involves the most common repairs, an O-ring leak.
Okay.
Excuse me, an O-ring leak and a recharge of Freon, and you're on your way. Those are the most common problems. However, we don't mind figuring out what the problem is within reason, right? If it's going to be something that's going to take us hours to diagnose, we're obviously not going to be able to sit there and do that for all these customers for free. I mean, we've got guys that are qualified, but we definitely have enough AC machines, enough AC equipment, enough experience to say, come on by, set up an appointment. We're asking people to please bring the coupons off the website, even if you have it on your phone while you're there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take that, right? We just want to make sure that you're getting it from the website and that you're making an appointment, because we have so many people coming in, as you can imagine, just for this deal, that we have our regular work we do every day too in there, right? So we're trying to manage this in a manageable way. I know this week we've got almost 60 appointments just from the little bit that we advertised, me on Saturday and you this week.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate that.
Sure.
So almost 60 cars from that, and next week's going to be even hotter. So please don't hesitate to call either Arts Automotive Service, which is at 1214 Athens Avenue, or Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue. And so Monday through Friday, they're open, guys. Our people do not want to be open on the weekends. And if they do, we'll open for y'all. But right now, they want to be with their families, and so we try to honor that.
Yeah.
And we still get cars out in a you know, a very quick, usually within a day turnaround is our turnaround time for just about every car that comes in. So please, if you need help with it, let us help you.
Stan, tell everybody a little bit about some of the risks from the heat for the car. The one that I mentioned is one that I have experienced personally because, as you know, we used to live out in Las Vegas, in Nevada. We lived in the desert where it was 114 days for 30 days in a row. And cars in those conditions, man, they go through batteries like you and I change our socks. I had never known that because I came from back east, right? All I knew was snow and ice. I knew that wasn't great, but you know what could the heat do? It'll destroy your battery. It does terrible damage if it's bright sunshine, obviously, to the paint. But mechanically, besides the battery, what does it do? And can we take steps to protect the battery?
Yeah, I mean, the batteries are always, anytime there's a heat or extreme cold situation, you're going to have battery issues. I always say we only carry Interstate. They usually have a 3-year free replacement on those batteries, no questions asked. And I like that warranty. I'm a big person of if your product's good or the service that you offer, even at Certified and Arch, you know we give a 3 or 36,000-mile warranty minimum on all the repair work we do.
Right.
And so if your work is good, I say, where are the receipts for that? Excuse me, my puppies are going, where are the receipts for that?
Yep.
Right? And so we like to bring receipts of that. Just like BG, we're going to give you a lifetime warranty on your engine if you use our products, your transmission, if you use their products. Well, that's bringing receipts. I haven't seen Pennzoil or Mobil 1 or anybody else, Amsoil, do that. And so you got to understand, I love when a company comes up and says, our batteries are good enough that we're going to give you a free 3-year or 36 month replacement warranty, right? No questions asked. If the battery's bad, you get a new one. Most of them also give you an additional few years to do that. So those batteries, the better premium batteries are generally going to last longer.
Mm-hmm.
Starting your car on a regular basis, parking it in the shade, it really does make a big difference when it comes down to those things. The other thing is, if you're in there for those AC checks, we're going to be inspecting your fluids and everything else for you for free as well.
Okay.
We're going to look it over, make sure your coolant is not at a situation where if we fix your AC system, believe it or not, that puts a bigger load on the battery, on the electrical system, and on like your coolant and other fluids. So we're going to check and make sure we're not going to fix your AC problem here, and then you're going to run into say your coolant isn't at the correct level to be able to cool your vehicle down, right? So we're going to look at those things and be able to give you a full idea and then give you, as you know, my wife came in and said, we need priorities. We can't just be, a lot of people don't understand what it takes to take care of a car. And so we go through them, from head to toe. But we're going to tell you that these are the things that, A, you came in here for and are safety related that could cause an issue. And then, B, we're going to talk to you guys and to anybody who brings it in about, these are things you can possibly wait on. These are things that you can take your time with.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. And no,
go ahead, Jeff.
I was going to say, that's the way to do it. And Megan came up with that and was, correct as per usual, Stan. I don't care if you are a grown blank man. She was right. And that is the way that you need to do that. Some of the other things that I think, again, you tell me, we're talking about the fluids, we're talking about the battery, but what about belts and hoses? They're not thrilled with 112 degree weather either, are they?
No, sir, and that's one of the things that you'll see when you look at your maintenance manual these days. It doesn't tell you when they recommend replacing your hoses or your belts or anything like that. And so you have to go by people who have worked in the industry for a long time and what we've seen, and then you go by the people who make the belts. And so, just being checked up. If you have your oil change done by a professional service or a professional shop that does professional services, you're going to be in there getting checked on a regular basis, right? Every 50, every 7,000 miles or so, every few months, you're going to be in there. And they're going to be keeping up with that if they're a local representative, if they're a very good shop that could represent you and take care of what's going on, right? So they're going to be looking at it, and they're going to be coming up with answers for you that are what you need to know. When do most manufacturers say we need to replace our belts? Right around 90 to 100,000 miles. When are we supposed to replace our struts, and our shocks? About 75,000 miles. So, yes, keeping up on top of those things. But what about if you knew about it 6 months ago, right, and now you're coming in to get a state inspection, your car is in good shape, and you're like, you know what? The belts are overdue. You told me about this 6 months ago. And I have the budget now to be able to do that. That's the goal here, is to spread it out And as you and I both have talked about, matter of fact, Jerm reminded me every call, your producer, Jeremy, said, hey, man, I just keep telling everybody, it's so hard to believe, but everything I look at is true. You know, for every dollar you spend in maintenance, you save now $5 to $7 in repair.
Wow.
Think about that. So if you spend $1,000 in maintenance over 2 years, which is easily due on these newer cars,
yep,
it is. You're saving $5,000 to $7,000 over the lifetime of the vehicle for repairs.
Yeah.
It's just incredible. So you have to maintain and take care of the things you love. Simple as that.
Simple as that. Well, listen, I always appreciate the great insight. Now, remind everybody, we're talking about these air conditioning tests, the AC performance tests at both Certified Auto Repair and Arts Automotive Service. What folks need to do is download that coupon. You want to give everybody the websites?
Yeah, absolutely. For Arts Automotive Service, it's artsautomotiveservice.com.
Okay.
Artsautomotiveservice.com.
Okay.
And, you know, again, that's Monday through Friday, 8:30. You there? You there?
Yep. Yeah,
sorry,
yeah.
I lost you. Sorry. 8 to 5:30.
Right.
8 a.m. to 5:30. Same thing with Certified Auto Repair.
Mm-hmm.
Certified Auto Repair is the same hours, you know, and it never fails. We're going to go and do the exact same thing at both shops. So if you're closer to one or the other, you're going to get the same service, things like that. For Certified Auto Repair, it's CertifiedAutoRVA.com, CertifiedAutoRVA.com.
Fair enough. Stan, I always appreciate you being here. It's going to be exciting to hear In the Garage with Stan Andruski tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. That is my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, and his shops. There are two of them now, Certified Auto Repair and Arts Automotive Service. You will find them online, artsautomotiveservice.com, certifiedautorva.com. Download those coupons so you can get in there and get that free air conditioning exam, that free air conditioning performance test, and that way you're not going to melt next week when it's in excess of 100 degrees. 445, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.